Sybil.
Happy Monday, Mr. Joyner.
Jay Anthony Brown.
Oh, it's going down in Memphis this weekend, Sybil. Tallahassee on Sunday and the Jay Spot Club 44 rally next week.
That's a lot.
Baby.
That's a lot.
The fact that I remembered it
is a lot. Wow.
What's going on? Everybody.
Wow. If only some people could remember to pay their taxes or, well, no.
No, I didn't.
He didn't forget.
Shut up.
He didn't have to.
Giuliani said Trump's a genius.
He's a genius.
He's a genius, man. Now, wait a minute. Stevie Wonder is a genius. Right. Einstein is a genius.
The man paid no taxes.
He may not
95.
Be a genius, but he's a hero to many.
He paid no taxes, man.
If what is true, if what has come out in over the weekend as uncovered by the New York Times, and aren't they the lucky ones to get the information, if it is true, he lost almost $1 billion back in 1995, and a loophole in the United States tax code would allow him not to pay taxes for about 18 years.
Right. Because he lost like 918.
That's almost $1 billion.
Of million dollars. Money.
Yeah. And because he lost, it's called operating net. I know a little something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know too.
Well, the average person doesn't.
The average person does not.
They don't know nothing about it.
And that's the problem because when you talk to the average person about paying taxes, and as Bernie Sanders said, the person who's making $15 an hour or less,
right?
And you talk about being smart about not paying taxes, that's a problem.
That is a problem, and it's very insulting that he did that. To the average person. Question is, will the average person that supports Trump care?
No, unfortunately, they will probably be a lot like Rudy Giuliani and call him a genius and say that he is the man who is, this is a crazy thing, if he has been able to slide around and through and slither around the tax code all these years, he says that he's the man to change the tax code and make it better for people.
That's the spin?
Yeah. He says he's the man who can change all that for people. So does that mean that he's going to allow more people not to be able to have to pay taxes? Or does that mean he's just going to figure out a way for him and his friends not to pay even more taxes?
And I say, to hell with Trump. Everybody needs a Giuliani. Everybody needs one. If I can get me one, what the hell? I can find me a Giuliani that no matter what you do, he goes out there, he's got your back. I don't care what it is, man. I don't care what you say, how stupid it is, how you mess up. Julie is your man.
Unfortunately.
He's right.
Who don't want a Julie? That's what I want, man. Where did I get me one of those?
What about people who haven't made up their mind? Do you think this will affect them?
This is really Roland made a really interesting point over the weekend. He was on ABC this week yesterday, and in Roland's conversation, he said that as far as the polls are concerned, Mrs. Clinton is ahead, and especially in terms of, but what is lacking is a poll that can indicate the intensity. And the intensity. Yeah. How fervent are people in there wanting to get to the polls? And that's a greater number than we know.
You mean people who are saying, I'm just not going to go?
People who are saying they're not going to go or they're not excited about any of the candidates. So when you have those things, and that's a variable that you can't quantify. You really can't. It's like people are like, I haven't really decided yet. And so that's a part of the undecided.
Sybil, if you talk to
So that is the problem, and we can't figure it out. And as we go through these events like the debate and everything, and now the tax stuff, the conversation becomes different because of the things that are coming out, Jay. But our conversations, they're not polling the people that we're having conversations with, like Jay is talking about.
But if you talk to people like my nieces, they would be considered the millennials, right? Their attitude is that they're both crooked. The whole system is crooked, and I'm not voting for anybody. And you hear a lot of young people talk like that. They're not enthused to vote for anybody, and that helps Trump. That helps Trump
a lot of people say that it does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, like the Chicago Tribune came out Friday, much to my embarrassment, my hometown paper, but they're normally a very conservative paper, and they came out in favor of Gary Johnson, the libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out just after all of this where Aleppo and not knowing who his favorite world leader was and the strange, you know, holding his tongue and while he's talking and stuff. And instead of saying, we're not endorsing anybody, they felt the need to step out because they want people to be engaged in all of this. But unfortunately, like Jay is saying, most people like his nieces and the millennials that we know, they're mm-hmm. not going to do it. And that's the problem. The intensity problem is really the issue. Barack Obama had a tremendous personality, and he had a message for people to really want to go out there, and whether we're making history or whether we really thought that he was going to make a difference and bring about hope and change and all of this. Neither one of them.
And Hillary?
She's not doing it. She's not connecting.
Bernie Sanders had that message that drive. He had it, and it's kind of, well, I don't know if I'm going to say sad or not, but he didn't win the nomination. But after Bernie Sanders didn't win, it's like people are not enthused anymore.
And he said, well, my candidate didn't win. I'm just going to go back to the House.
Hmm. Interesting. What about in your mostly all-white neighborhood? Are the signs up for Hillary or Trump, and you live in a Republican state, a Republican town, a Republican neighborhood, do you see Trump signs?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I absolutely do.
And they're closer to the house. At first player, they were like out in the yard, and now they're closer to the house, which means somebody's been taking them. And so now they put them close.
It was
to the
right
house.
Out front at first.
It was right out front,
close
but
to the
now...
street, and now it's moved closer and closer to the house. And the only Hillary sign I saw was Hillary 2016, and I did a double take. I was like, wow. And then it said in jail.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So what does that tell you? And the kids. And this is a real big concern, you know, talking about going in. And I really want to go to, like, the HBCU campuses and get kids registered and everything, because I want to talk to them the way, you know, we haven't been able to, and really tell them what this means. But they're not looking at the big picture.
The younger people come to the club, when you ask who are you voting for, they said they're not voting. They could care less. That's their attitude, especially a lot of blacks.
Mm.
They're just not going to vote. A lot of white kids have made a choice, but they don't really care.
And these are kids that have never voted before. They never had a chance to vote for President Obama. And now they have their opportunity, and they're like, no, I'll just wait around. I'll just wait till the next time around.
Wow. Dave Chappelle said something over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
He said, Trump's gonna kill us and lower our taxes.
Well, that's and when you look at that, if you're dead, your taxes are gonna be lower. it's bananas. It is really bananas.
And we don't have much longer to go before it's time to vote.
No.
Yeah. This is October.
This is October 3rd.
October 3rd, and we vote November
8th.
About
5 weeks out.
Okay. All right.